me.
I did?
Oh, right in the garden of good and evil.
Oh. I think we found the kicker.
Oh. What is she doing in her bed again? It's every night. Good God, you
are. Honey, is there anything I can do?
You can learn to love half a man.
Allie, what are you doing up, sweetie?
Can I sleep in your bedroom?
Oh, no, no, not this time, honey, okay? Look, you have a beautiful Swedish bed that took Daddy 3 days to put together. And...
But there's monsters in my room.
Oh, come on.
All right, that's okay, honey. You go ahead, sleep in our bed.
Okay.
What'd you do that for?
She's having trouble sleeping alone. She needs a rest.
Well, her rest? What about my rest?
Ray, she's afraid of monsters. Come on.
Well, I'm afraid of her.
What do you want to do about it?
Well, what does the book say?
Which book?
I don't know. How to Grow a Kid.
They all say different things. They're very confusing. So why don't you just read the damn books?
Well, if they're confusing for you.
You might like them, Ray. Some of them have pictures of breasts.
They're just drawings. You know, the twins can sleep. How come they're not afraid of monsters?
I don't know. One of them sleeps while the other one's on guard duty.
Well, I can't do this tonight. I can't keep going to work like this.
Yeah, well, what about me?
What? You don't have to...
What's that, Ray? I don't have to
You see? I can't think clearly with the no sleep. I'm talking nonsense here. Of course you were.
Frank, get in here. Your eggs are getting cold. If he thinks I'm gonna warm them up for him, he's got another thing coming.
You tell him, Ma, you're not a slave girl.
You're damn right.
I'm here for you, Ma.
Good.
Hey.
Good morning, dear. Hey. You hungry?
No.
But what's the matter?
Nothing.
What did you do to yourself?
My back is a little stiff, that's all. I slept half off the bed last night because I didn't want to get kicked again.
Raymond, a married couple should never go to bed angry.
Not a hard and fast rule in this house.
Look, it's not about Deborah and me. It's about Allie. She keeps sleeping in our bed at night.
Monsters?
How'd you know?
Oh, I know.
Oh, now you come down, huh? Are you happy? Those eggs have been sitting there for half an hour, and I am not warming them up. How can you eat them? They're stone cold.
They're fine.
Give me them. I'm warming them up.
Well, listen. You still got that heating pad?
Sure we do. Robbie, get Raymond the heating pad. Then.
Well, I got a better idea. I'll crack your back.
What? No.
Calm down.
No, get out of here.
I know what I'm doing.
Robert,
take a deep breath.
You let go of me?
You're too tense. Relax.
Robert! You're stabbing his spine, Frank. Help me.
Better?
No.
I'll get the heating pad.
Ray, you look awful. Toast, Marie.
Well, I see you're still clipping your toenails at the table, huh, Dad?
You know something, Raymond? Maybe it's Deborah's cooking. That's why Allie gets up in the middle of the night, because of the terrible indigestion.
Come on, Allie eats fine, okay? It's just we have to get her back in her own bed. That's all. We got all the books.
Books? Ha!
I needed no books when I was raising your kids. No. And my parents didn't use them either.
Oh, good. I come from a long line of illiterates.
Raymond, dear, to raise children, all you need is love and common sense.
You know, when I had trouble sleeping, Mom used to do something for me. Remember that, Ma? Huh? Yeah. One of my best memories growing up. She'd give me a warm cup of the colored sugar water. Put me right out.
That was booze.
Booze.
A stiff shot of Sambuca in there, and it was lights out, Bobby.
You gave me liquor?
Not liquor, dear. Liqueur.
I don't believe it. All those special times, they were just...
happy hours.
Sick.
Oh, we were good parents. We didn't give you cashes because you could choke on them.
What's the big deal? It's not like we let them drive that way.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to bed.
Hey, hold on, Ray. I want to tell you something about bed.
Oh, please don't.
Hey, I know what's going on. You got to do something. It affects the marriage. Am I wrong?
Well, whatever.
Look, I remember what we used to do when you were a kid.
Maybe I shouldn't hear about this.
Tough love. Every time you crawled into our bed, I'd say, Marie, take him back. Oh, you bawled your little eyes out, but after a while, you got with the program.
All right, well, I don't think I could put Ellie through that, okay?
Well, what are you going to do? You going to turn your girl into a sissy? You can't coddle your children, because when you send them out there, they're going to move right back.
It was for your own good.
For my own good, huh? Just like the ice cream truck, you remember that? You told me every time the music played, that meant they were out of ice cream.
Sugar's not good for you.
It is the worst thing for a hangover.
Daddy.
Ray.
Daddy.
Ray, come on.
What? What are you waking me up for?
She's calling you. This is your plan. You have this big tough love idea. You deal with her.
You're not supposed to deal with her, okay? That's the tough part. Go to bed, Allie.
Read me another story.
Ray. Come on, Ray. How can you do this?
Believe me, there are worse things we could do.
Ray, come on, go to her. We're never going to get sleep this way either.
Come on, she's just playing us. Believe me, this is for her own good, okay? If you coddle her now, she'll never move out.
Hello?
You know, there's a striking similarity between the tough love plan and the dad does nothing plan.
I know, that's what attracted me to it at first. Now I think it all makes sense.
Mommy!
Well, not to me. Okay, honey, I'm coming.
No, 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 no. You can't go, no. Look, you're going to turn her into a sissy, okay? You have to have self-discipline like me. Just lay down. No, no.
Let go!
Don't bring her in here. You're going to undo all my work.
Okay, fine, Ray. I won't bring her in here. God forbid we should disturb you. I'm going to go sleep in her room.
Oh, come on, Deb. What are you... Deb! I can't sleep by myself. I'm hungry.
Daddy, Daddy, get me.
You have a good night's sleep, Allie?
Yes.
Good for you. Hey.
No, don't even act tired.
What? I am tired.
Oh, poor Ray. You got a queen-size bed all to yourself. I spend the night on the Swedish rack.
Well, I couldn't sleep without you. I've grown accustomed to your nose whistle.
Yeah, Ray. It's all about you and how you couldn't sleep.
Hey, did you drink from this already?
No.
Well, the top didn't pop.
What?
Did you check it at the supermarket? Because the top was popped up already.
It's fine, Ray.
You gotta check them when you buy them.
Why don't you buy them? Then you can check them.
Yeah. If I bought them, I wouldn't buy one that had been tampered with.
Nobody tampered with it. I just had some.
You just said you didn't.
I forgot.
Well, when you opened it, did it pop up?
I don't know. I am tired.
I'm not drinking this. I'll wait and see what happens to you. I'm sorry. Look, don't you see what's happening? We're hostages. She's using sleep deprivation to break us. What are we gonna do?
We? There's been no we here, Ray. I've been we. How about you be we? You sleep in Allie's room tonight.
No, look, I can't.
She needs to sleep with at least one of us, and tonight that's you.
I'm we and us now, right? That's like four people.
Okay, then why don't the four of you help me get the kids ready for school?
Oh, look, about tonight, I have a big day tomorrow.
You know what, Ray? Tough love.
All right, honey, now Mommy went to bed early tonight, but we don't need Mommy to fall asleep, right?
Right.
Okay. Good night. Good night, Ma.
Good night, sweetie. Good night. We'll be okay. We'll be fine.
Yeah, just, you know, keep it down, okay?
Are you sure this is going to be all right with Deborah?
Listen, she's going to thank me for a good night's sleep, and it'll prove to her that it doesn't have to be one of us in here. And we have other options, and you gotta be out of here by 5 a.m.
I'm happy to help.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Where are you going?
I have to use the bathroom.
Now? I told you to go before you came over.
I didn't have to go then.
Oh, great. So now the whole plan just blows up because you couldn't go when you were supposed to.
I'm sorry. Can I go now, Raymond?
Oh, all right.
Oh, thanks, Raymond. Oh.
And no humming.
What are you doing? Thought you were going to spend the night in Allie's room.
No. It's okay. I told Allie if she needs to come in that I'm here for her, but, you know, I think my little talk did the trick, and we're going to have a good night's sleep, you and I.
Well, I know I am.
Okay. Good night.
Night.
Oh. Whew. Oh. Whew.
Ray? Do you hear humming?
That's the pipes. That's outside. That's not... You know what? I don't hear anything.
I think it stopped.
Yeah, it stopped because there was nothing to begin with.
Sure that wasn't Allie?
No. She's asleep. I ran to her and I tucked her in, you know, with the blanket with the ruffly ruffles and then I sang to her. You know, I sang really soft. Frère Jacques. And it was, you know, as I'm singing to her, you could see her little eyes were just... Yeah. And then she said, Daddy, I love you. Yeah. And then just... off to sleepy land. Yeah. What? Where are you going?
I'm so wiped out, I forgot to kiss her goodnight. I'm just gonna give her...
Well, no. Let her sleep. Let her sleep. Look, she kissed me goodnight, so here. From her to me to you. Okay, come on. You don't want to wake her. You don't want to take that chance, because that will spoil everything for you.
That's true.
Yes, that's true. I'm very true. Good night.
Good night.
I love you.
I love you too. Thanks for helping, Ray. Ray, I think that's for you. Ray, Allie's at the door.
Well, of course it's Allie. Go to sleep, Allie. Huh? Remember what we talked about. I'll see you in the morning.
Where's Marie?
That's right, Deborah. You're right.
Mommy!
Allie? Are you okay?
Grandma turned into a pastor.
Grandma?
Oh, Allie, honey, sweetie. It's just me with some cocaine.
Louie, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I looked all over for you.
I left a note on my pillow saying I was sleeping over here tonight.
Why are you sleeping over here tonight?
We're waiting, Ma.
You snuck your mother in to sleep with Allie?
No. Yeah. Just for tonight, that's all. All I wanted was one night's sleep for us. That's all.
Well, this is restful.
Nobody check this with me.
Why should anyone check it with you? It's none of your business.
Where you sleep is my business.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. You're my wife. You sleep with me.
You care where I sleep all of a sudden?
I don't care. I just can't sleep without you.
Oh, Frank. That's the sweetest thing you've ever said to me.
Don't kiss me with that stuff.
Ray, can we go home now?
Yes. Once again, thanks for everything. That was kind of sweet, wasn't it?
Allie. Can you go to your room, please? I need to speak to Daddy.
Well, no, she doesn't have to go. She's... You know, I mean, she's scared. She can... Allie, you can stay here as long as you want. Just a little... Oh, the twins. They can't sleep. Yeah, come on, guys. The beds. Beds open. Yeah, plenty of good seats still available.